Good morning, beloveds. Coming from a new place, just about 7 kilometers from St. Lucia. New beginning, new season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a new season for us. And we thank you for your presence with us and for each and every one every day. And we thank you for your word that brings light every morning to encourage us and then for us to also sustain the weary, to bring a word in season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It's the readings, it's Psalm 90, the last two verses, 16 and 17.
Let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Hallelujah. I love that. You know, that God shows his goodness to us that serve him, us that draw close to him. And not just to us, but also to our children. So we just lift up that prayer that the Lord blesses our work so as to motivate and encourage our children in that spiritual and natural. Our spiritual children is those that we, the disciples that we make. And those that are drawn to us, because no one can come to us unless the Father brings them. And then I love that part there where he's established the work of our hands. You know, Moses has got a powerful testimony, but there's one place where he wasn't 100% obedient to God, and that cost him going into the promised land. So he perceives the necessity for this to be for answer for this. And it's so beautiful in this new and this better covenant. It speaks about in Ezekiel and Jeremiah of God taking out that heart of stone so that we've got a heart of flesh that can be obedient to him. And then he says he'll put his fear, that his instruction, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, Proverbs 15:33. So he puts his fear into our hearts so that we don't depart from him and that he doesn't depart from us. Now, God is very consistent. It's the problem with man after the fall is that there was a spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2 verse 2. So this is so beautiful. We know the new covenant. We come to the Lord. He puts out the wrong spirit. We then receive the Holy Spirit that then becomes married one with our spirit. And that's why it says, it speaks about in Hebrews 12:22, that the kingdom of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, is where the spirits of good men are made perfect. So that's why that shows that we're raised and seated with him in heavenly places, because our spirits have been made perfect. We've been born again out of darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, into his kingdom with now spirits that can be in tune and needs to be in tune. And it's from there that God writes his laws on our hearts and on our minds. So it's just so beautiful that all goodness. God said, stop your nonsense. You can't do it on your own. You need my help. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have moved to bring us this new and this better covenant where we can now run to God in all situations, acknowledge him in all our ways, and then he leads us according to what we need to do, and then he always fulfills his part. And bottom line, the goodness that we partake of is the plan that man lost in Adam. It's now fulfilled in Jesus. We come back to that master plan that God has got for us that is written in heaven. And this is why we draw closer, that we can partake every day of the goodness, of the plans, of the purpose of God. Amen. So be blessed. Have a lovely weekend, guys. And remember, your God is your Father, is the Son, is the Holy Spirit, with all the powerful angels to back up every great and precious promises. So we pray our eyes of our understanding are enlightened to embrace, know this beautiful covenant, embrace it and experience it in every way. And again, thank you, Lord, for you doing it, you working in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure. In Jesus' name, amen.